Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Lamed Tes Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Simen Shin Ayin Beis. And we begin on the very top line with Sif Beis. We're going to be talking about merging two different Chatzeros, whether each one made an Erev Chatzeros amongst itself, or some of the details we'll be discussing. So the first din the Mechaber tells us is, Karpaf Yoser Al Sosayim. If you have a karpaf or karpaf, as I keep on mentioning is the proper pronunciation, if you have a karpaf that is more than a base sosayim, and we had already learned many times that if it wasn't mukaf ladira, this has the din of a karmelis. So karpaf yoser al sosayim, shalohu kaf ladira, have a karmelis. So the Mechaber reminds us of this din and says that the rabbis instituted that this should be a karmelis. It's technically all enclosed, midaraisis, reshus hayochid, but the rabbis were concerned that you're going to end up carrying within this, you're going to end up carrying within a reshus harabim, which is also a large area, albeit not enclosed, and therefore the rabbis said, we're going to treat this karpef yoser mibes sosayim shalohu kaf ladira as a karmelis. And therefore, the Mechaber tells us, v'osu letal tel mimenu lekarpef acher. You're not allowed to go and carry into another karpef that was also not mukaf ladira more than dalet amos, because you're allowed to carry within a karmelis up to dalet amos, and even from one karmelis to another karmelis up to dalet amos, but you can't carry it beyond dalet amos. So therefore, the Mechaber tells us, v'osu letal tel mimenu lekarpef acher. You can't go and carry beyond dalet amos into another karpaf that is also not mukaf ladira, lahachnis lohotzi mizel zeh, to go back and forth one to the other, kiim shtei amos mizel, shtei amos mizel. You can have a maximum of 4 amos in all together. Both within that karmelis, you can carry it up to 4 amos, or even from one karmelis to another karmelis, not a problem to carry from one karmelis to another karmelis, up to dalet amos. If this was in yesterday's shir, then we said from one chatzah to another chatzah that was enclosed, and or into a karpaf that was yoser mibes asayim shahukaf ladira, or a karpaf that was less than a bes asayim, even if it was mukaf ladira, then you can carry as much as you want since they're all enclosed. Let's see this inside a little bit more in the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Zayin. He says, v'uadin, the besocho osu letal to rak besoch arba amos. Even within this karpaf that's Yosemi Beis Asayim Shalukov Ladira, it has the status of a karmelis, and not allowed to carry even within it more than dalet amos, as we've already learned many times. Kibavur Leel B'Simin Shin Me'Mvav Siv Gimel Siv Katan Yud Ches. The Mishneh Berurah says you can't carry it into another karpaf. Wrote to Lomar Karpaf Shu Kamo, even another karpaf that is like it, i.e., it is a karmelis. So you're allowed to carry up to dalet amos. Shemachse Yosemi Beis Asayim Shalukov Ladira. Nevertheless, you can go from this to the other one, but you can't carry more than dalet amos. Because if we were talking about carrying from a karpaf that was Yosef Beis Asayim Shalukuf Ladira into a karpaf that was Yosef Beis Asayim Shahukuf Ladira, or a karpaf that was less than a Beis Asayim, if you were to do that, Oshu Machzik Yosef Beis Asayim Shahukuf Ladira, then you'd be carrying from your karpaf over here, which is a karmelis, it's a Yosef Beis Asayim Shalukuf Ladira, and you'd be carrying into somebody else's non-karmelis karpaf, a karpaf that was less than Beis Asayim, so it's a Rishus HaYochid technically, it's an enclosure, or even if it's Yosef Beis Asayim, but it was Hukaf Ladira, it's technically Rishus HaYochid. So now you'd be carrying from a karmelis into Rishus HaYochid. That's a real problem. That's a Rishus HaYochid Gomer who now, but also Lahachdin Solsi, love Kalal Mikarvaze, even if it's less than Dalet Amos, you can't go from a karmelis into Rishus HaYochid at all, because that place that you're coming from is a karmelis, Shu Karmelis. The Achronim say that we treat this as a karmelis, as opposed to the other place that we talked about, the Hukaf Ladira, or if it's less than a Beis Asayim, even if it's not Hukaf Ladira, is a Rishus HaYochid technically. And therefore, the Mishneh Berurah explains that if caught in your test, you can only carry, if they're both the same, from one karpaf Yosemi Beis Asayim Shalukuf Ladira to another karpaf Yosemi Beis Asayim Shalukuf Ladira up to Dalet Amos, both within either of the two or from one to the other. The Mikarmelis Lekarmelis Mutter. You're all allowed to carry over here from one karmelis to another karmelis, as we've already learned as well, Kedel B'Sim B'Shim and Vav Siv Gimel. But all of this is talking about V'Chozeh B'Kelim Sheshav Subesochen. When you're allowed to do any of these things that we're talking about is when the kelim weren't in the bayis during the banish moshos, they were in this karmelis or this karpaf. The old kelim sheshav subesocha bayis, if these utensils were in the house, vuvol karpaf ayde akum, and a guy took them outside, uchai gavner, any other way that they got from the house outside, then aser lo tzion lekarpaf acher, then you're certainly not allowed to go take them even to another karpaf. And the Shaar Tzion, it knows test, says it's talking about a karpaf that belongs to another person. Because if it's to the same person, then he writes, "Ima kol shayach liodem echod bevadei shor ledatz Rambam v'siyoto shevino b'ver halacha." Then this would be permissible according to the Rambam and to those that hold like the Rambam. The issue footnote number 13 has an interesting question over here. He says, these karmelesses aren't all the same over here. When we say you can carry from one karmeless to another karmeless, some of these karmelesses are karmeless d'oraisa, and some of them are karmeless d'rabbanan. As we see in the issue footnote number 13, he reads, "Afla karmeless acheres shadino ke karmeless min haTorah ke gombika." A large valley that's not enclosed is a karmeless mid d'oraisa. Nevertheless, you can carry from your karpav yoser bibes asayim shalohu kafladira, which is only a karmeless mid d'rabbanan, that the rabbis allowed you to carry up to Dalet Amos from one to the other. I've option him some metal to Meshus HaYochid, the Karmelis. Technically, you're going from Meshus HaYochid into a Karmelis. Sharia Karpap that you have over here that's enclosed, even though it's Yosef Yisasayim Shalukov Ladira, is technically Meshus HaYochid, Min HaTorah, because it has Mechitzos. So he says you're allowed, nevertheless, to carry from this Rabbanan Karmelis into a Daraisa Karmelis. Shim Nesar, because if we didn't allow this, then the people are going to say, Shakarpap Nechshav Meshus HaYochid Gomer, that this isn't really a Karmelis, this is a really Meshus HaYochid Gomer. The Ein Olof Shem Karmelis Kalb, it doesn't really have the status of a karmelis, and therefore people are going to come to carry within it much more than Dalet Amos, as if it were Rishus HaYochid. And because of this, mitoze yavo shara no shematal to gam Rishus HaRabim. And once people see you carrying over here, they'll carry in Rishus HaRabim. They'll see it's a large area, and you can carry here, so too you can carry in Rishus HaRabim. Kimishu god of alokof ludira. It's not for dwelling purposes, and it's very large. And therefore the rabbi said, not nu olov chachomim gam din karmelis. They gave it the status of a karmelis, Durabonin, and allowed you to even carry into a Kamala's Daraisa like a Bika. And they did this in order to prevent the Tekola from coming from this. Now we go to Mechaber, Siv Gimel. Mechaber writes, Shtei Chatzeros. You have two separate Chatzeros. Each one may or may not have made an Erev Chatzeros on its own. We'll see as we further read this Mechaber. So right now you have Chatzer A and Chatzer B. And they decide, let's all get together and make one big Erev Chatzeros for our combined Chatzer A and Chatzer B area. So all the people in the different houses in A will be able to go carry not only into their chatzer, but also into chatzer B and into the houses in chatzer B and vice versa. So how do you do this? So shtei chatzeros shirotzus la'arev yachad, they want to combine. Chatzer A wants to combine with chatzer B. They want to all be together la'arev yachad. La'hatir ach af kelim sheshov subibatim. To a guy, as I said, even utensils in the house to be carried into both yards and then into any houses that they want to. So, ein tzrichos eruv acher. If both of them have an eruv chatzeros already made, as we will see. So, chatzer A has its own eruv chatzeros. Chatzer B has its own eruv chatzeros. Now they want to merge. So, how do you merge them? You don't have to do a new eruv chatzeros. All you have to do is, eloha eruv she'osu kfar, take the eruv chatzeros box of matzos that was made for chatzer A, move it from chatzer A, yolichenu echad b'bnei ha'chatzer, Bishvul Kulam, let one person from Chatzer A take the box of matzos that was in one of the person's houses in Chatzer A. Viet Nanu, on behalf of everybody else, Bishvul Kulam, he's going to go take it, Viet Nanu bi echod mi bate Chatzer Shtia, and bring it into the house from one person in Chatzer B. Because the bottom line is, Chatzer A is viewed halachically when they made an Erev Chatzeros as one person. Chatzer B, when they made their Erev Chatzeros, is viewed as one person. And we have a rule that the person whose house the matzahs are placed in doesn't have to participate in giving anything to the Erev Chatzeros. So it's as if you had just two people over here, A and B. A is giving the pas to put it into the house of B, and therefore B doesn't have to contribute anything. So in our scenario over here, as long as you move the box of matzahs from Chatzer A into someone's house in Chatzer B, both of them made a separate Erev Chatzeros, you have successfully merged the two Erev Chatzeros over here. And this is perfectly successful. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof tells us, the kiven shekvar ervu yachad harayim ki ish echad. Since both sides over here made an erev chatzeros, each one is considered like a single individual, and therefore it is perfectly acceptable. The issue footnote number 14 has a whole bunch of sveikos that the Chazon Ish introduces on this idea, ayin sham. Mechaber continues and he says, you don't even have to do it this way. There's another eitza. He says, even if you don't move the whole box of matzahs from chatzer A and bring it into somebody's house in chatzer B, one guy from Chatzer A can just bring his own matzahs. Vim yirtze, yolich sham afilu pas mishalo. One guy from Chatzer A can bring his own bread, the chulam mutarim, and he brings it into Chatzer B, places it there, and he's acting essentially as a shaliach on behalf of everybody from Chatzer A, and this is perfectly acceptable as well. As the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Chafalef, Mishum Dishlichu Sayu Kovid, he's acting as a shaliach on behalf of all the other people in Chatzer A, Kivin Shekvar Ervu Biyachet, since they all halachically are like one, so one guy is now bringing his own stuff on behalf of everybody else, and therefore that would also merge Chatzer A with Chatzer B. The Dish footnote number 15 brings down another suffix from the Chofetz Chaim over here. When this person goes and brings over something to Chatzar B, does he have to bring a separate grogeres for every single person, or just one grogeres for the entire Chatzar? And he paskins over here, Nira, should die be grogeres achas l'kul. It would be adequate that he brings just one grogeres on behalf of the entire single unit of Chatzar A. Yishu footnote number 17 brings down from the Orach HaShulchan, Shetzorich lehodia l'chol b'nei ha-chotzer, Shema'ariv b'nei ha-chotzer shnia. Here, however, as opposed to in a single case of one Erev Chatzeros, you don't have to let everybody know. Here, when you're merging A and B, the two different Chatzeros, the Orach HaShulchan says you have to let everybody in A know that you're doing this with B. Eino dome l'ma'ariv b'chatzero. It's not similar to, in Chatzer A, one person can be mezak on behalf of everybody without even telling them, and that would be perfectly good. Ein tzarich lo'odiyam in that situation, because that is considered an absolute zechus that they now can carry in their chatzer. Everybody's walking in that chatzer anyway. There's no additional traffic. It's only a pure zechus, and zoch li'odim shlo b'fonov. And therefore, in this situation, when you're now merging A and B, it's not necessarily a complete zechus. Now suddenly you have an influx of people because there's an Erev Chatzeros over here, so they can carry back and forth. So all of a sudden they're going to come into your courtyard. That might not be a zechus. So therefore, if A is doing this on behalf of everybody to merge with B, so then he has to let the people know that he's doing so. Furthermore, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Kisha osim eruv l'shtei chatzeros. When you're making the Erev Chatzeros over here, combining and merging these two yards, tzorich levarech al mitzvahs Erev. You make another bracha over here, al mitzvahs Erev, even though each one already made their own bracha, mishum shezeo Erev echad acher, because you're now making a new Erev. And he says, the nusach would be, bahadei neruva, with this Erev that I'm making, yeshara lono letalta mibote shtei chatzeros, mibayis labayis, umibatim lechatzeros, mechatzeros labatim. And this is similar to the nusach that we already had previously in Simen Shin Samach Vav, and this merges the two chatzeros over here. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan says you need permission to do so because it's not necessarily zechus for them, and you can't do it without being modia to them that you're doing so. Now the Ramah points out, he says, Hagah, v'hu she'erev b'nei chatzero imo t'chila, as I've already mentioned several times, and the Ramah here points this out, each chatzer had to have had its own erev chatzeros. In other words, A had to be acting like a single unit, and B had to be acting like a single unit for any of these things to work. If they did not make an erev chatzeros, then it's not allowed. You can't just go and bring in from A into B when B itself couldn't carry. So how does adding A somehow make it better? It's only actually going to make it worse, as we'll see. It even ruins it now for A because they move their Erev Chatzeros outside their Chatzer, and now their Erev Chatzeros is going to be destroyed as well. We'll see this in a moment inside. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkon Chabez. The Imlo Kain, as I just said, if they didn't have an Erev Chatzeros in A and an Erev Chatzeros in B, Ha-be'eh Shaholich Pashalo, when the guy is bringing the bread from his house in A into B, Adayin lo hayam mu'orvi mohem. There was no Erev Chatzeros over there, so how can he act on their behalf? The Afsha Achakach Erevu Yachad, and even if they were to make subsequently an Erev Chatzeros, lo chola Erev l'mafreya, you can't have an Erev go and work retroactively. So when he brought over the bread on his own, he wasn't doing it on behalf of everybody. Even if subsequently they did act together as an Erev Chatzeros, his bringing over the bread beforehand can't work retroactively. However, the Mishnah Berurah says there may be a change here. There may be a difference here. Miu nira, however, it appears, the imachar she'ervu b'nei chatzero, chazar v'somach behedja aloso pas, shaholich kol le'ruvan. If the guy from A, who brought over the bread without A yet making an erev chatzeros, brought it over to B so it doesn't accomplish anything, and then if subsequently A makes an erev chatzeros altogether, then the erev that A brought over to B doesn't work. Unless, the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, he then goes and adjusts, so to say, he reacquires that bread that he put over there in B, and he makes it now into an Erev Chatzeros for merging A to B. Now it would work. Vade Mahani. The Ha Kniyasa Erev Huben HaShmashos V'day B'zeh. Since it doesn't go into effect until Ben HaShmashos. So even though he did it at 10 o'clock in the morning originally, and only subsequently did A make an Erev Chatzeros, Chatzer A make an Erev Chatzeros, and now the guy who brought it over into B now says, I'm now making a new Erev Chatzeros on behalf of all Chatzer A, now it will work. The Lo Gora Mibnei HaChabur Shesom Chol Pashal Al Shulchan. This is no worse than if they're just all relying upon eating at somebody's house and they don't know anything about it until they go there to eat Friday night. And this is true, even though those people didn't do anything, they're just relying upon the suda that the guy's going to have in his house. So too over here, so when A brought over his own bread into B, and they didn't have a in Chatzer A, in Erev Chatzeros, and only subsequently did, so now it's he's going and reacquiring, so to say, that bread that he brought over to me, it can work on behalf of everybody. The Kivan She'erev Ukvar, because at this point they have made an Erev Chatzeros, Haviyat to Shaliach to Kulu, he's now functioning now as their Shaliach, Kishachoza V'somach Behedja Aloso Pas Mishul Kulam. When he goes back, so to say, and he relies on and makes this bread that he brought over previously, now the Erev Chatzeros to merge the 2 yards, that actually works out and is allowed. The Ron continues and he writes, another way that A could merge with B, even though A didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, would be if A didn't require an Erev Chatzeros. O she'ein srichin l'arev. For example, if courtyard A did not need an Erev Chatzeros, and then one guy brought over on their behalf, commotion is bar, Simon Shinayin, as we've already learned, he brings out from the Beis Yosef in Simon Shinayin. What happened over there? So the Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Chav Gimu, the Hosam Nami Aminan, the Kulu Kechad Chashive. In that situation where they didn't need an Erev Chatzeros, for example, they were all eating on one person's house, the Echad Molech Hapas Mishalov, Kulu Mutarim. In that situation, since they didn't need an Erev Chatzeros, they were already halachically like an Erev Chatzeros, even though they didn't technically make one, because as the Mishnah says in Sivkot and Chav Dalid, look over there in Shinayin, Siv Dalid, the Hay, Ayin Sham, it tells us over there that they're all eating on one person's house, so they're all dependent upon one person, so there's no need to make an Erev Chatzeros in that situation. So when either they made an Erev Chatzeros, or there was no need to make an Erev Chatzeros, then one person from Chatzer A can go and bring his own bread over into Chatzer B and merge the two Chatzeros. The Mechaber continues, however, and he points out, obviously we're talking about where Chatzer B has their own Erev Chatzeros, so they're acting as one. If Chatzer B doesn't have an Erev Chatzeros, then this will not help, just like if Chatzer A required an Erev Chatzeros and didn't have one also. And this is pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chafei, Rotsu Lomar, Shegam Bnei Chatzer Shnia, Erevu Mikodum Li Atzmam. Obviously, before you place the bread there from the guy in Chatzer A into Chatzer B, they had to have a working Erev Chatzeros, because the Lav Hochi, if they did not, Eino Moel Masha Molichon Erev Etzlam. It doesn't help now that you brought over the Erev from Chatzer A, the Lo Adifi B'mnei Chatzer Gufa Shasru Motalta B'chatzer, because the people in B themselves are ruining it. Certainly somebody from A is going to ruin it for them as well. By bringing it there, it won't make it better. It will have no impact whatsoever, because Chatzer B you can't carry in there on its own. And the Sharet Zion points out in Osir Dalit, it's actually making it worse, because if the people from A move their Erev Chatzeros into B's yard, and they had no Erev Chatzeros in B, so then now the Erev Chatzeros from A has been moved out of its Chatzer, and it won't work even to allow them to carry in their Erev Chatzeros in A. Finally, the Mechaber points out, the Ein Bnei Chatzer HaShnia Tzrichim Pasachir. If A made an Erev, and B made an Erev Chatzeros, and now you're merging it, and you're bringing over the bread from either an individual in A, or the Erev Chatzeros from A, and you're putting into the courtyard of B in somebody's house, then B doesn't have to do anything, as we pointed out. Elo Erev Sh'asu Kfar Matiran. The original Erev that they made them into one person, and now the bread from Chatzer A is being placed into one person's house, and as we pointed out previously, and you can see this in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Chavav, the Al Yodo Nisarvu B'nei Chatzer Zu Yachad, since via the Erev Chatzeros that B had previously made, they're all considered like one, and now V'ayidei Havoas HaPas MiChatzer She'etzla, from Chatzer A that's now bringing over their Erev, or one individual is bringing over bread on behalf of the Erev, Nasu Murav M'shtei Chatzeros Yachad, they're now considered merged together, U'mutarim Gamhem L'talto Kelim Sheshavsu B'vatein L'Chatzer, and everybody's allowed to carry from every house into the Chatzer and into every other house in both Chatzeros. And the Chavetz Chaim explains in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Ve'im Bnei Chatzer Shnia Tzrichim, is based upon the principle that Bayish Shemenichim Bo Erev Oshitov Einam Tzrichim Loseis Pasla Erev, as we've already learned in Shin Samach Vav, brought down the name of Tosef Shabbos and the Vilna Gaon. Therefore, B, Chatzer B, is considered like a single person. The box of matzahs now is in their possession. They're like the house that has the Erev within it, and they don't have to participate, so that's why B doesn't have to do anything. Albeit, finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, he brings down the name of the Prisha, of a cross of Prisha, the Tzrichim Lahaniach Shtei Ho'Erevim Biyachad. Ideally, you should put both of the Erev Chatzeros together over here in the same house. So B made their own Erev Chatzeros. They don't have to do anything else. A is now bringing their Erev Chatzeros over to B. He says, ideally, you should place them both in the same house. The issue footnote number 21 has some additional caveats on this din, Ayin Sham. With this, we conclude today's shir.